Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. My guest today, Eric Keene, who is Executive Director of Left Hand Brewing Foundation. And we're going to talk about the Colorado Strong Benefit Project, our Colorado Strong Fund Benefit Project. But we're going to talk about a couple of other things, too, because Eric is one of the guys who is in the world of business and entrepreneurship and the creator and makerspace, who is helping other businesses fight the good fight, leading by example, among other things. Eric, welcome to the Business Connection.
Thanks for having me.
Boy, I just put a big pile of stuff out there on the table, didn't I?
Yeah. Where do you want to start?
Exactly. Let's start with the impacts of COVID, because you are one of the leaders in the craft beer industry. In fact, you have a lot of longevity as a company in the industry itself. Let's talk about your company, the history, and let's talk about the impacts of COVID.
Yeah. So I work for the Left Hand Brewing Foundation and attached to Left Hand Brewing Company. We've been around based in Longmont for the last 26 and a half years. We were one of kind of the original large Colorado craft breweries growing as the craft beer business has. And we've been through all the things. We've been through the downturn that happened in the 90s. The crash in 2008 kind of had a big impact on the craft brewing industry. And then obviously COVID now has taken a pretty big swing at just about every sector of business. But yeah, it's been fun over the years to grow with craft beer in Colorado and kind of see how Colorado has grown around and with craft beer.
Boy, I love the fighting spirit that you have in you, the way that you couch what COVID is doing. They're taking a big swing at business, but you're not going to let them land a punch, are you?
No, we're going to swing back. That's what we do.
Well, it is what you do. And the nature of the foundation is giving. And I'm sure that that's one of the things that has ensured the survival of the Left Hand Brewing brand to begin with. And, of course, the standing up of the foundation is the result of that. And carrying that through, you've built a financial model that can translate to other industries. And this is one of your ways of helping other businesses and organizations to fight the economic impacts of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, at our foundation, I mean, we obviously work in craft beer, and that's what Colorado Strong and our program is focused on helping. But underlying that program itself is the basic concept that as a foundation, as a nonprofit, we can use the resources we have, in this case, some of the money in our checking accounts, and we can go out and we can buy, essentially for us, ingredients for breweries to make beer. Give them those ingredients for free, let them brew, which means they're brewing a product, creating something that has no fixed cost attached to it. They can sell it and make massive margin on it and really get their business back up and running, keep the lights on, keep their employees cranking. And then hopefully towards the end of that program, they're able to kick back a portion of that to our fund, and we're going to use that to help the community. But the bottom line for us is that we essentially managed to create a revenue neutral project that enables any business, any sector out there to help out everyone else around them, up the supply chain, down the supply chain, and ultimately put money back in the hands of the people who've been most strongly affected through the charitable giving side of it.
Yeah, the model works brilliantly. You have more than 120 other breweries around the state that are participating in the Colorado Strong Fund Benefit Project.
Yeah, and we're starting to hear whispers of a couple of other states starting to think about taking on something similar. Obviously, it's a big undertaking, but if we could see this in a few other states too, we'd start to see that number 2, 3, 5 times what it is now.
I could be a microbrewer. I could be struggling because of COVID. I can reach out to the foundation, who will provide me with the ingredients I need to brew. And then, as you note, I can sell that for whatever the market will clear above the actual cost of it, which for me is zero.
Yep, exactly.
And that is the thing then that the foundation does to help other brewers stay in business.
Yep. And then, I mean, the basic concept for us was that essentially we all got into craft beer because we love it. We like doing this. We like showing up at the brewery and brewing beer, but COVID shut us all down. And it takes a lot in that situation in order to be willing to go back into the brewery. It takes a lot to be willing to put something in a tank, because now you're talking about sinking cost into ingredients and labor and all those things. So if we can give people an easier way to do that and they can get back to doing what they love, then that's just a win in itself. If it can make money for their brewery, if it can generate something for the community, that's icing on the cake.
Well, yeah, and that's the interesting thing. This is a multifaceted, multi-pronged slap in the face of COVID, because you're fighting the economic effects of COVID. You're keeping people in business that COVID is trying to shut down. You are also having a social impact by taking some of those funds that you're getting back from the breweries that you have helped, paying that forward into the community and helping community causes.
Yeah, and I mean, we can't overstate how strongly impacted the Colorado craft beer market and restaurants and bars in general have been by COVID. I mean, you shut down a restaurant for a month, you just took away 1/12 of their revenue for the year. You shut them down for 3 months, there's a quarter. And then when you tell them to open back up and they can only have half their capacity in some cases. And we're not set up to run like that. We're not set up to be able to make half as much money as we're making before. It's been really strong impact. It continues to be ongoing, and we're really hoping this is one of many pieces that helps us stay strong and come out of this next year fight.
So let's talk about the actual brew that is the core of the Colorado Strong Fund Benefit Project.
Colorado Strong Pale Ale. So our treasurer for our foundation, Mark Bowman, has won a couple of medals for his home brewing, including a medal at the Great American Beer Festival a couple of years ago. And he created a recipe that he thought would be something that people would really want to drink. It's a pale ale, super kind of core craft beer style, drinks great in the summer. It's lower in alcohol, around 5.5% most of the time. And it's designed also to be something that breweries can apply a lot of creativity to. So we give them flexibility to do things their way, use their own ingredients if they want to, if they've got some extra hops in their cooler or their house yeast that they like to use. So every brewery is a little bit different too.
And this is where things get a little fun, because you want the public to participate. You certainly are doing this in part to give something the public can enjoy for beer aficionados or craft brew aficionados. It is that wonderful pale ale that you're brewing. And as you note, each brewer can put their own kind of spin on this. And with more than 120 of them around the state, you're kind of drawing the public in by offering a challenge with a really cool perk at the end.
Yeah, so there's more than 120 breweries participating at this point, and one of the things we put out there is if somebody really wants to get out and support all of these breweries, as they go through it, they should take a picture of themselves at each brewery buying a crowler, or now some breweries are open, so even just buying a pint of Colorado Strong. And if they bundle all those pictures together and send them over to us or post them to our social media channels, if they hit every brewery, we will have them up to left hand and we will brew a beer together. We will sit down, come up with a recipe, and on our small research development system, we'll brew a beer, put it in some kegs, and serve it.
Gosh, I can just imagine the dreams that's inspiring in people to try to make that goal, because who would not want to have their own beer, particularly living in the craft brew world?
It's a fun process. Once or twice a year, we'll give it away as a silent auction item for a major charity or some sort of incentive, and we'll have somebody out to the brewery. And just the process of seeing people light up around the creativity, around being in a brewery, taking raw ingredients and turning them into something that you can drink, it's just, it's really special. It's a great reminder for us of why what we do is really fun, and then also it's a great way to bring people into what we're doing.
Let's invite our listeners to engage now. What's the best way to reach out and get a sense for the scope of this project, where all those breweries are that are participating?
So there's two great places to go. One is the Colorado Strong website. That's coloradostrongbeer.org. And on there is all the information, all the breweries that are participating, a portal for people to go ahead and donate directly to the fund if that's something they're interested in doing. We've seen thousands and thousands of dollars in donations come in already.
Eric, it is such a privilege to know you and to talk with you and to get the message out about what you're doing. Again, the challenge here that puts the fun in Colorado Strong Pale Ale is to take a picture of yourself at each and every of the breweries that are participating and get those over to the brewery, to the foundation, and you could be that lucky person that gets to brew your own beer. Wow, that would be just fun.
I'll tell you what, at the moment, they seem to be racing me. I've been to about 25 so far. I got the inside track, but it's doable, I promise. And it's great fun going into all these breweries and seeing smiling faces behind the bar. Being able to drop a little tip for those bartenders, too, because they're working their butts off out on the front line.
Oh, goodness, are they ever. Eric Keene, Executive Director of Left Hand Brewing Foundation, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on Caradio's Business Connection.